Shirin and Zion Baba Basra, Chof Al Adar Hitosh, Mem, March 9th, 1980, Einstein.
So you need the roots extend as far as they are, or from Melanie to Oxford, the plow goes for the market also, but it's not something that is mentioned, Rashi mentioned. So, but anyway, we see that without the town of Avi Sakharem, so then dealing with the town of Avi Sakharem, but only as to the Malkin, he is Dalzabes, but if we so, so he should be Malkin more than 10,000 hours, because of the Beria, because of the possibility of the Beria, so he should be Malkin, he should be Malkin, he should be Malkin, Hoferano, so it's an Ayur to Abai, the theme for the present, when the first one is decided to plant the tree, there is no Beria, so we don't tell him the Chiyuva Bachor. The Kashi again is on that. So the Gemara says, Ochem Ma'asim Ma'asim Tzun. When does the Mishnah have to resort to the Tam of Abu Hakem? And Dalai Lama says, no, if let's say, Ruben has his flowers here, and there his flowers here, here the border, Shimon has his flowers here. And there, between Ruben and Shimon, between Ruben and Shimon, there is a rock. So the middle of that, will prevent the root from spreading in a straight way. Because the rock is massive. The rock is massive. But Abu Sakharem still has to, he still has the roots spread beneath. So maybe the rock is massive. But Abu Sakharem gets on top of the land. So maybe because of Abu Sakharem, he has to be mounted all down. But if there is no rock, that is Maxi, so then you without Abu Sakharem, and you'll have to be Maxi more than other Dhammas, compared to right. So you know, I say, they can only be thrown a point of the time, this is the time, this is not the time. So, in other words, but as far as undermining, as far as undermining the possible future failure, so we don't need to get it. So how can we explain that? So that means only if there is a lack. You all have to say, who is your worship needs? He says, so how is a man who comes to the fucking Kirisho Yadri, Hamachisho, the Mahdi Tsukhe, my boy, Alright, the Tzad Abid HaSakharem is not Chayach, if they get that. So it's not, we will not be able to test this upon the grounds of the neighbor. But, after all, one is a Sode, and one is a Sode Wolf, Tue, and the other one is a Kerem. So, even if there is a Yedda, it should involve the Israel of life. In other words, he's going to prove it, he's going to show great here. And here Shimon has violence. So it should involve an Israel fine. So Rashi says as far as Israel fine is concerned, so there is no problem. Because flying depends upon two things, upon Yuke and Yabuke. Yabuke depends upon the parasite. So in the way there is aloha, the Ifrache, you have the cat, and then you have the parents, yet there are 10 walking. You have 10 walking. So you are allowed to sow the pleasant grain, even though there is no achoshim. But the shoshim leaf will become intertwined, so that will mean that there will be a continuing of the leaf. But this applying requires two prerequisites. First, there should be an intermingling of the leaf, and also there should be a bouquet. What is a bouquet? A bouquet means that something that there should be an invisible intervening. The intervening of the weak is not something that is visible. That only if there is there, so then there is invisible intervening. But if there is together, something like that negates the overall. So this is what I said. In fact, what by the way, the people in the country say, So, further, the Aroha is that not only an actual merite negates the Ogoi, the merite there is no disapply, but even a thin merite, Chosapesa means one of the Kantor, the Kantor of Gabriel. So, it is a thin merite. So, not an actual merite, just a thin merite, constructed merite, also negates the Ogoi. So, dando che la casa potone di Egeo segno, ma la casa, se lo scende la tagli idea, il dispaccio di se passò di lei, ma mi con la sua di chi si sa oggi, di chi si sa di lei, di chi si può, di la giunta, di se di lei, a ciò che lei dà, ma mi con se chi si ha sito lei. Ma qui mi ne so io una vita sto cominciando, tagli di che bei, o le che bei, ma so, Lord, do not give me an amulet from me. You know, I'm not sure that the amulet, I was sure that the master of the day, we, your friend, they say, we, your king, we're looking in the means. So the Mishnah says that when is the Baal Beir and time to be cancelled? Only if the Beir preceded the Yom. But if the Yom visited the Beir, so the Baal Beir cannot be visited the Yom. So this one a conta by a Yom, but according to Rode, so even if at presently there is no heavy situation, but as long as there is possibility that in the future there will be a heavy situation. So it's not allowed in the same area. So how can we visualize the kings of the Yom Kippur? How can we visualize this of the Yom Kippur? Because it is not allowed to plant in the Yom. Even though the neighbor does not have a bear there, because of the possibility that he will plant, he will be a bear in the future. So the more I say, he will suffer his response. Well, the masculinities between the carbon gradients in connection with how and where to the case of the Keda. So here we also apply it to the case of the Keda. Now let's see that. Es bin Khamisha, kashu wa shashmosh bin shom bin tal shi gabei. Tu abi ko bas da ko be ama da shosh bas da bei. Yo he mi sei ke, mi mi ko kin yo ke mi tsu so ne ka mishara so. Mi mi ko ki de, mi sho di tsu de ka ba yo ke. Ma u de ti ne ti ko ke ti tsu ma shi mi ko ki de, ti to ne ni ke. So ba de ni ka play because the one who planted the tree, so he did it, you recall it. He has more life and more knowledge to plant the tree. So Peter brought up the time to smite in the hand of the day. In other words, the Mishnah says, in reference to the games of Olam Shemotayim on the 6th of the day, who may have his son there, and then, and one half of the son there, he planted the tree. Then after he planted the tree, he and his half of the son there, So he the other half of the Sunday, another Sunday. So he sold to Shim. He sold to Shim. So then and Shimon decided to be a bear. What's that a bear? To maintain a reservoir for water. So then Shimon says to Ube, listen, you have a mirror that interferes with my bear. Be so kind and walk out the tree. So then Ube can say to Shimon, no. After all, when I planted the tree, I had no one. So there was no one to be happy. And here in this case, we couldn't say according to Robin had no right to dwell, because there was no neighbor. According to Robin, there is a neighbor who could possibly in the future be a bear. So anyway, Ruben is not allowed. world into plenitude. But at the time of the plenitude, there was no shame. So he did it legitimately. So some later, but then he capitalizes when Shimon buys the other half of the Sade and he decides to be a baby. So then our idea is that Shimon is not entitled to plot out this part. Oder wie man das so ein bisschen zu dem Land macht, was in dem Schach oder wie auch immer mehr, in so einer politischen Kommission sehen, die Tosch, Machik in es am Nisch, oh hier ist der Bio zu, Machik in es am Nisch, oh der Lehre, des Achtisch in der Zoll, des Achal in der Brehre, in der Wurz, nicht oh der Zwoll. So in der Wurz, it's water in which flex is steep. So that kind of water in which flax is soaked, so is harmful for to the vegetables. So anyway, if someone, let's say, if human has your wants, their vegetables, and the woman has it, so the woman is not allowed to set out in which a pool of water in which the soul flax. Because that will be harmful to the devotees. So it's masna and takhish in atzo. In other words, one is not allowed to plan, let's say, suppose Shimon here has this one, and woman has this one here. Shimon here has onions, an onion. And then woman wants to plan leaves, and leaves are harmful to onions. So it's not allowed to do it. There's a harm in Adveli. How not really, so that means, let's say, Ruben has his ground here, Shimon has his ground here, and Shimon has in the eye here, he has his, Shimon. And Ruben wants to plant mustard, cowboy, so he's not allowed to do it. Why? Because since they are bees here, so the bees, you know, probability, will eat the leaves of the mustard. The leaves of the mustard. But if the leaves are coming out, so we more discuss. Will eat the leaves of the mustard. That will sharpen the mouths of the bees. And because of that, it will be a hesitant about living, so then they will be able to flush Shoyichu as a cow, because the bees will eat the leaves of the mustard, and that will sharpen their mouths, and then they will eat up their own honey. So that means it's a result of the maintenance of mustard near bees, so damage will be caused to the Balavir. In other words, the honey will be now. So I may be here, go here, something. So in other words, only in the media. So then only the media will be here. So we is not allowed to maintain, to set up a pool of water in which flax is soaked. But suppose there is no yard here, so woman is free to set up a mishkan. So that's why the buyer has all of the yard songs. So in more sense, what is good to let you hear an hour from the Ramach, not the Shabbat, the Yehoshua, the same day, and this is not the Shabbat. Ich noch nicht mal ein, hat er denn noch ein Kabel, hat er denn noch ein, hat er denn noch ein Kabel, 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 so das ist kein Kabel. Der Abonnen sagt, that if the Shimon has been here, he has been, so they are like, Ruben can be restrained in planting Kabel, so at least says, no, that woman can say to Shimon, you demand of me that I should be restrained in planting harvest, Why? Because the account of my power. So the honey will be easy to be damaged, but if not for your veiling, so then my harbor will not be the cause of the damage done to your harbor. So mainly actually, but if you say that one is not allowed to be the first one in setting up something that is effective in damage, so how can we even visualize the situation where Shimon is able to set up the veil? He should not be able to set up the veil. Even if he set up the veil, visually if we say like a fire, so then there is no problem because it might be a fighting case where he was set up the veil. But if we, when according to all that, how can we even visualize such a situation that was in the sun? Really, Samir, even if he had to have a way out of the age of the Israel had been seen the Jewish name as it in a year and started with the Hanan and the Jew. Have we had a way out? Now, so let's, before we go to the Lord, so let's go over the things, because Rashi says very well. Okay, we could read into Rashi all kinds of things. But then he says, explain to Rashi. And don't be ashamed to assume that that's the Pshat Rashi. You know, no Rishi says that Rashi's Pshat is something else. So let's go over the cases. I mean, this statement is like a Rashi. You need to explain this. Explain to your Gemara. It's not that the cases are discussion. You just explain to your Gemara. We will some the Chicha Mishnah. Pirish. But then Tesis says that that's in the Pshat of Rashi, it's not just the Pshat. Pirish, Vishle la Bali Dom Osomi Oseshat, the mind of Rashi Soma of the Tzriu. So the Melee we can visualize according to Abali, we can visualize the situation where Obeli was able to set up to be legitimate. The Soma of the Tzriu. Because the mascot of the Gemara is that Rabbun Mahir Kandavitsi and they say that maybe we must get it. But the Havamina Gemara assumes that in view of the fact that Kandavitsi mentions that the baby Mamazik to the Havamina, so the male Rabbun Mahir Kandavitsi. I want to make the baby Mamazik. So the Mazik Rishi is about me. The Balmain Shimon, let's say, was the first one to set up the Bees here. And then, in the Kodi Rabbi, there was no problem. He had the right to set up this because there was no Hezek situation. There was no harbor in the Jordan grounds. So the melee, the Shadr Abonim, so Adam Abdahash was on time in Vietnam, and Adam Kulam, and Kopo Kitsar Abonim, the Mazik Shevin, and the Halbo, the Halkridges Kola Hoke, and we got the way. The Soma Kovin Shevin, and it's Hashemi, the Soma Kovin Shevin, and it's Hashemi, and the Kosh Shevon. Now, according to Abaye, so the first one always has the right to say the clear word. Even though, in due course, this, the thing that he sets up on the border, will turn out to be a damaging factor. But right now, there is no hazard situation. According to Abaye, so the Balbeinim has a perfect right to set up the building, Mamish near the border. Mamish near the border. And let's say, according to Abaye, so let's say, Shimon is allowed to be very near the border. And then if Umay, let's say the next day, decides to be the area, so then Umay will have the burden of making the whole of 6 mohim from the border. So the melee, in connection with Lenin and Chavo, so Shimon, according to Bayer's wife, to set up the building near the border, and then he, later on, Rube decides to plant flower, he'll have to make the whole Shir Ahoket. So the melee, this is, so we understand this why the Rabbi said that the Malachavu has to be explained and he has to make the whole Ahoket. Because the Rabbi had not just the case where Shimon set up the bird first, so maybe he had a right to set up there, and then later on, Ruben decided to plant Harbo, so he's Mechuye to move away 50 hours, in order that there should not, that as a result of the Harbo, no damage should result in Balakbel, in the honey being consumed. So that's the time of the Rabbah. So the conference of Rabbah, Rabbah, Yashin, Yadah, Chav, Mahatri, Esatzmi, Kolach, Kmoy Gadebe, Dimsol, Ahmi, Shein, Amitza, Hashem, Mahmi, Oshishma. So again, since the Rabbah, Kim, Dibbe, Rimas, the Chav, the Yosef, Tasha, the Gehegen, Shein, Sof, Mahmi, Amitza, Shein, Zeh, Oz, Yit, Nisei, Yisrei, Chav, Ahmi, Fish, Yit, 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 Began while how the Lord is made and what's the time. So we understand very well the long days of Rabbah, according to Rabbah, because the first one always has light to set up something that in due course will turn out to be a damaging factor. Because at the time when he sets it up, there is no damage to it. So then, if the second one tries to set up, so he is the burden of making the whole world. So Abaye says that in connection with Baal and the Rabbono of Abaye's saying in connection with Baal and Kala. But we have to understand, so why does Abaye say that he cannot be restrained? I mean, wouldn't Abaye agree with Abaye's thing if Shimon is the first one to dig the grave here, then when Ruben decides later on to dig the grave here, he has to move away 6 miles. So there is a difference, because over here, so he says that against you all, that even though the Balad Beer he had a legal right to set up the Beer near the ball, he had a legal right, but a potential market he was. So he had a legal right, but in my own mind he didn't have. Because after all, when he set up the Beer he already set up a potential market. But according to Abaye, so one is allowed to set up a potential market. As long at the time when he sets up that, there is no damage situation, there is no hazard situation. He has a legal right to become a potential market. But it's not an ideal thing. And the more when the more said to Bakame, how man the boy is never chasidic, the kind of would have been resolved. What does it mean, the kind of would have been resolved? It doesn't mean that if one wants to be a chassi, so then he should be careful not to be a real mishkan. That's not the question of chassidus. That's not the question of chassidus. If he thinks a real mishkan, he's even allowed to hide himself. He's also done with himself. So, but what does it more mean? How long before you remember chassidus and kind of work with his object? There are many things that are real. But it's not in consonance with that which is mild. So that's the pshat. Haiman the boy will never see them in time to be talking. He should be on guard of doing things that are legal 100%. For example here, according to Abai, according to Obe, so the Rishi is not allowed to be saying the Halamita. So in other words, he doesn't have a legal right. According to Abai, he has a legal right. But the Hosea isn't. He doesn't conform to the to the principle of high-minded going and never seeing any kind of new talking. So he's still setting up a potential magic. He's setting up a magic, but he has a mind to come from value to set up a potential magic. This is what ACES means. We call it exaggerated behavior ACES. In other words, it's exaggerated behavior. If he doesn't have a little light, then it's completely showing behavior. But if he has a little light, but it's not in consonance with the real success, he doesn't have a marble light. So in many ways, seems he sets up a potential magic, even though he has a little light to be. which is not moral, so then there wouldn't be a heavy situation now. Why is there a heavy situation now? Because you ignored the concept of Haiman Deboyer Never Side, Likai Mulevin Zokin. You said that before the Shomazi. So it seems, the heavy situation arises as a result of the fact that you, immorally, even though little, immorally, you set up a potential mazik, so that gives me a right not to be restrained. Not to be restrained. So, why? So the question is, so we should say the same thing in connection with their too. So, how is it that, that in connection with their, everybody in the similar case, that if Shimon set up a bear little more here, then a month later, if Ruben wants to be there, so he has to leave the whole Achoket, and he cannot say, Ruben cannot say to Shimon, true, you have the right to be there a little more, but you didn't tell me my right, you set up a potential mazik, so maybe I have the right to dig another way. So the answer is, over there, he becomes a mazik with a right. There are two kinds of misgeschrieben. There is one kind of misgeschrieben where it's given away, where it's mazik with a right. So, one Shimon is dogging there here, and then Ruben decides to dig a bear here without making a hockey, so he becomes mazik with a right. So, just because Shimon became the potential mazik, a legal potential mazik, so it does not give Ruben the right to become a mazik yadayim. But in this case, when Ruben plants the harbor, so it doesn't become a mazik yadayim. It's only through a remote cause. It's not given away. So in other words, so this is what this is saying. We call the game such a game, it's a hard work this way. When you don't get it, the old song should be not a lare, you must catch a new line. We can survey the show. So it's given away. We can't have a shame in the hard trick of a hot. I will hold a word. Eh, oh, you want me to go to the song? Hey, can you start us all? The Balaha will not ורבים ורבים זו יד וכלאו, וכיב איתה ביי ומאסקי הגודל, על כל אחד ואיכון להר תחיכות זה החוקר. והפילוסוף אמר בן תחילו, יש לו ניסר קום, הוי ראשון ותדים סום קום. So according to Abaye, we have no problem in explaining that he did not have and bear. Because the Rabbon said because according to So according to Abaye, so the deal with the machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi is between the case where the Baal Gadol was a mere chiyuv. And he had a right to do so, a legal right, even though he became a potential mazik, but a legal right he had. And then the Baal Gadol, when he put the religious food to Baal Gadol, so Rabbi would say, the same thing that Abaye says in connection with Beya. He has the burden of making the whole halakha, all the 50 halakha. But for me, he says, no. In the case of Beya, so in view of the fact that the first one had the right to become a potential mazik, so the second one has the burden of making the whole halakha in order not to become a mazik yadani, in mazik yadani way. Masha'in came, in this case, what Malachal does not become a mazik yadayim. He only becomes a mazik in a remote way, not yadayim. So he has the right to become a mazik in a remote way. If the first one is at fault, where the first one became a potential mazik, at the very outset. But the question is according to what they, so how can we visualize such a situation where the first one has a legal right to set up his potential one? He's not allowed to set up his potential one. Omarach Pope, now let's see him. Omarach Pope, we will get ya. Now let's see the basis. What's the chapter? Omarach Pope, we will get ya, she's all a how. ומוח אחות את זה בו, Balanjeta happened very the Sabra Rabon came mostly the way we must more masculine how well a magical Africa sats me. Aber die Shesoma Behente, so after the applies the Macronis, between Rabon and Ravins, to the kings of Nigeria, let's say, to the kings of Nigeria. Now, not that you can confuse, so you should put, let's say, come here for Nigeria. You shouldn't be there. Oh, my God, the Nigeria should have a car or a motor course, isn't it? Because according to Rashi in this chapter, not the Nigeria will have a car, but the Nigeria will have a car. Oh, my God, the Nigeria, come. In other words, the Machlech is between Rabbon and Kavinsky, his reference to the kings of Nigeria. What happened? She's not a car. Not the Nigeria should have a car. The Nigeria, come. Or you can put the semicolon. Maybe that will be better. Omar Akkot and Dorikeya, the semicolon. Shizoba Haro, Rubein had his order. Rubein had his order. So he printed Haro. Rubein is a mirror. Shizoba Haro. Then, this half of the Sunday, later on, after he printed the Haro, this half of the Sunday, Rubein decided to sell the other half of the Sunday to Shimei. Shimon is Rechel. Umoch HaRachot Yisodeyo. And then, Valkeach Hem Dveirin. Valkeach Hem Dveirin. So, Valkeach Sedav Dveirin. Visar Rabon, Ki Mosk, Di Dveirin Limaske Lecharo. Vial, Hamazik Lach Nesatzmei. Avon Ishe Soma Beheter. So, in other words, according to what Rapport in selling, so Rabono mentioned such a big chiddush. That if, let's say, Ruben, had his order, and then planted Chavo on this end of the Sode, then after he planted Chavo on this end of the Sode, he sold the second of the Sode to Shimon. And then Shimon set up very, so Shimon has the right to tell Ruben, listen, I want that mail. I want that mail. You sold me this. He said on the survey, I want to pay mail in my soul. So the mail, it's an impossible situation. You have the harbor here. So then all the honey will be consumed as a result of the maintenance of your harbor. Because my bees will eat. We eat the leaves of your haro, that will sharpen their mouths, and then my own bees will eat up the honey that they may affect. So Mele, please be so kind and look out the haro. So Rabban said he has a right. Shimon has a right to even know Ruben certainly did something that is very little, not only in the mouth of one. First of all, he even conformed to the principle of Haiman the boy who never seen the kind of his own. After all, at a time when he was in the house, everything was his, the whole song was his. But later on, he became a master. By virtue of the fact that Shimon decided to set up prayer. So still, Shimon has his roots to be strengthened. But that seems to be in conflict with the principle mentioned in the Mishnah in connection with Yuan and Beya. So then the Mishnah says, if the Yuan is Kidei, and then the second one digs a Beya, so then he cannot demand of the Baal Yuan that he should walk out of Yuan. Why not? Because the violin one, the new one, they had a gomo. So here too, who made implanted the harp, they had a gomo. It was, the whole story was his at that time. Still, the Rabbonim say, that Shimon, when he sets up the building and he buys the other hand of the story, and he sets up the building on the other hand of the story, so he has his who's to force Ruben to remove the chal. So why don't we say that if, let's say, Ruben, that if Ruben planted a tree on the Sunday here, and then the other half of the Sunday, he sold to Shimon, and then Shimon decided to leave the area, so the Mishnah says that Shimon cannot force Ruben to pluck out the tree. So why is it on the day we say that in view of the fact that the tree was planted, they had a goal. Be shining, so the male cannot be forced to recover the tree. And here the Rabbanan say that Shimon, the barbarian, can force Ruben to remove the cow. The answer is there is a difference. Over there, so if Ruben could be forced to recover the tree, he would sustain great hardship. He would recover the tree. The damage? Mashenkin here, if Ruben is forced to remove the cow, Very little damage. So he said, because we have another difference between the case of Yom and Veil and the case of Chal and Veil. Doch nam am Yom gabi Yom ma Veil ki den Keten is in Domi. Aber gab die Sonne chlomi bi Yisera und Jod bon man is noch in Yisera in Dina Shivit in Domi. They are in connection with Yom and Veil even if Ruvain plants the tree bi Yisera. So then Shimon has a right to force him to walk out the tree. But Ruben is entitled to demand compensation for the loss he vowed. But here, how and Veil, so when the Balachalu is forced to remove the Chalu, he cannot demand that Balachalu and Balachalu should reimburse him for the loss he vowed in the removal of the Chalu of any friend. Why? Because how much loss is there involved in the removal of the Chalu? Very little. On a relative scale. Mashenke, the loss involved in plucking out the tree on a relative scale is very large. So we see that there is a difference between the case of Yom and Veil and the case of Chal and Veil. So there is this difference also, that in the case of Yom and Veil, if the Baal Elon plants the tree, they have a gomor, so then he cannot be forced to remove it. Later on, when the Balaveira leaves the baby, Mashiach came, in this case, where it involves very little effort, so I would say that even if the Chalam was planted at the moment, but it later on, when he sells the other half of the son to the Balaveira, and the Balaveira sets up the baby, and there is a hectic situation, so then he can be forced to remove the chalum that was planted by the bomb. That's the problem. At the time of the rest of the Chosh, the death of the Svore of the Rabbah, the Rabbis is Shoma, the very mask of the Chal, which are all written on the Gola, keep the Baal Chal, and was a Klaus Shoma again. So, but Rabbis, he would also agree. Rabbis, he would also agree with Rabbah, that if the situation had been such that the Baal Chal is a Mazik later on, and the Baal Chal is not a Mazik. But Rabbeinu holds that just as the Chal is Mazik to the Baal Chal, and the Baal Chal is Mazik to the Chal, and by virtue of the fact that the Chal eat up the leaves of the Chal, eat up the leaves of the Chal. So because of that, he cannot be restrained. Rabbi says, "Shall I be very much the chalos? Shall I be very much the hockey? Keep the chalos kosher here. You should more. Oh, now, Tisus is bothered by certain difficulty. Tisus is bothered by certain difficulty. Why does now when the machine is the kasher gets on? So he said that according to Abaye." The case of Chal and Veil is not the So then he applied the Machlokes between Rabbanan and Rabbeisi to the case where the Balbim was available. Now when Rav Popin gives a text and he tries to explain the Machlokes between Rabbanan and Rabbeisi out of the Obey, so he applies the Machlokes between Rabbanan and Rabbeisi to the case where the Balbim was available. Why couldn't Rav Popin apply the case, the machlokes between Rabbanan and Rabbeisi to the Keach, but where the Balbim was available, why did he have to change? Now, so, and why would it be better? Why would it be better to apply the machlokes between Rabbanan and Rabbeisi to the case where the Balbim was available? What's wrong with applying the machlokes between Rabbanan and Rabbeisi to the case where the Chalos Rechel? Why? So Jesus says no. We could say that if Rav Popin would apply the machlokes between Rabbanan and Rabbeisi to the case where the Balbim was available, then we wouldn't have to resort to this big chiddush, which Jesus calls it the Ktzas Lecha, to this big chiddush, that there is a fundamental difference between Ilon Meir and Chalon Meir. By Ilon Meir, if one is saying on the Hetagomo, so then he cannot be restrained. He cannot be forced to remove it. If Bishante, he was a real Hetagomo. But by Chalon Meir, where the Hepset is not so great, the hardship is not so great, so then he can be forced to remove it, even though he was saying a metaphor. So, we are forced to say that if we apply the machlokes between Rabbanan and Rabbeisi to the case of the Balchalos Vechlo. But if we were to apply the machlokes between Rabbanan and Rabbeisi to the case where the Balchalos Vechlo, so then we wouldn't. Then there wouldn't be any difference between Yon and Beit on one hand and Chalon and Beit on the other. Because suppose a popular would say, you're a Keach. In other words, Machlokes Rabbanan and Rabbeisi is reference to the case of a Keach. In other words, that the Balbim was the first one to set up a bed, and he had also. And then after he set up the bed, and he saw the he sold half of the sode to the second one, to the Valhalla. He said that half of the sode to the Valhalla. And then the Mikeach set up half. So the Rabbon say that he can be restrained. He can be restrained. And then there wouldn't be any difficulty, any inconsistency with the view of the Rabbon in connection with the case of Ilon and Beit. Because then it would be the same thing as by Yom Veya. So we would gain by applying it to the case where the Balbim was in the Akhilo. So why does Rav Popin apply it to the case where the Balchalad was in the Akhilo? That's the kasha, the Bala Jesus. Umshimoch and Aaron will kish it up about Balbim, Umnikeya. In other words, the kasha is, why does Rav Popin have to apply the machlokes between Rabbanan and Rabbeisi to a Keach? And to the case where the Balchalad was in the Akhilo, why doesn't Rav Popin apply the machlokes between Rabbanan and Rabbeisi to a Keach? And to the case where the Balbim was in the Akhilo? So then we wouldn't have any kasha from the one day. And we wouldn't have any resort to this decha, that there is a difference between Yom and Beir on one end and Chalon and Beir on the other, because by Yom and Beir there is a hardship, and by Chalon and Beir there is a very little hardship. So, Mishmoch and Amor Beru, which is just not like a big thing, who we get. Who we told him, and Rabbon and Mazin Arkham, which was bad, Mashin Kitabim, who we get. We can't be close, and Rabbon and Beir and Mask, the Chalon and Beir, and see, why doesn't Rav Popin apply it to the case of Balbim Sobat Filo and Rav Popin feelings forced to apply to the case where the bottom are to say after all, because if the past way can be doing the number of things has got to the case where the bottom may be something after all, the so in other words, that about variable don't sort and he said up with then after he said up very much of the sudden solved the other half of the sudden to not how and the Baha'u decided to set up how so then the Rabbon so then the Rabbon say that about how can be restrained. Well, how to restrain, we couldn't apply the mathematics between Rabbon and Rabbis into such a case. Because in such a case, Rabbis should be the Helkan. Why should Rabbis be the Helkan Rabbon? If the Baal was the original owner of the Sodom, and he was the first one to set up there, and then after he set up there, he sold the other half of the Sodom to Baal Chalom. And then Baal Chalom wants to set up Chalom, so the Rabbon say, that the Baal Chalom can be restrained. Why shouldn't it be easy to hail? So that's why Rabbi was forced to apply the Machlok of Rabbi Nabis into the case of Nikea and where the Baal Chalom was in the afterlife. Not the Baal Chalom. Which was an animal boy movie, which is all about the movie. We can't talk with the way about the party. I don't wish us better. Machine can be on the day. We can't talk with about the master, how we can see. So, why not? Because now is the test. The game keep of them, so we had a lot of agent. We might have been about how we speak. We came up. Maybe we put time to go in the care. We are going to be the master, how we. So, about how. We have seen the whole heart be collapsed. I have a piece of a trio. We will be seen, keep the tabayo masiado de. And we about how the heart be collapsed, okay, or what? So this is a situation why you can have hope and apply the mathematics between Rabbon and Rabinsi to the kings of Novakia. And Rabbon may hold that they will do a master how. So may we about how the world is the only master. And the Baal-Veilin is not the master. So in Mele, Rabbon the master Chalu, so the Baal-Chalu, the Ulohosi, Ulohati Kolacho, Acha Fish Tzomachilo. And Rabbeisi, when Rabbeisi is Chalei, so because he holds the both Tamaziki, so he sees both Tamaziki, so it's like by Baal, when Ruben and Chimen decide to dig Baal, it's the same time. So everyone has to be to make a hot air pocket. So that's the reason why Rabbeisi is Chelkan Rabbanon and he says, no, you cannot impose upon Baal Chalom the whole burden of making a hot air. No, because Baal Chalom is a mazik and the Baal Chalom is a mazik. So each one is mechuyev to make a hot air pocket. So Rabbeisi means not that Baal Chalom has to move away 25 amot and the Baal Chalom has to move away 25 amot. So he says, Rishayna, the matter of how the Mashiach matter without the Israel. Because the Pashat Saloshin of the Rabbeisi is not that the Rabbeisi says the Baal Chalom cannot be forced to make the whole Achotel. They should both share the Achotel. No, the Pashat Saloshin of the Rabbeisi indicates that according to the Rabbeisi, the Baal Chalom doesn't have to make any Achotel. Nothing at all. So, Rishayna, the matter of how the Mashiach matter without the Israel. Oh, so this is what so then comes the next question. If we get my time in the bathroom, we owe my time to the ACAPUS, and we won't have it. So now we explain. Yore, so the match next, my time in the bathroom, keep in the words, of course, it says the bathroom, 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 then he saw the other hand, so that the Baal-Veilin. And the Baal-Veilin decided to set up these. So then Rabbon said that the Baal-Chalom can be restrained, has to remove, can be forced to remove the Chalom. Even though at the time he set up the Chalom, it was never gone. He wasn't even a potential master. He didn't take at all in trouble. Not only in a legal sense in intellectual trouble, even in a moral sense in intellectual trouble. So the Rabbonim say such a privilege that, in spite of the fact that at the very outset, so he had a perfect right to do what he did, a legal right to vow a wife, he was not in Mazik in any sense, not even potential Mazik at the time, but now he becomes a Mazik, so he can be forced to his name. So he says, you know, to be more at the culture, my kind of Rabbonim, keep the heaven is the whole, this whole creation, Mama Tzot Lachikon, Kishabo Yari Gotzom, the Kosh Kachalder, Mama Yachikuru, Kishabo Dredi, Kim Shikam Hei Master, the South Nile, the Vietnam Master, Kahalu, Kulalu, they, my kind of Hei's Republic of Kahalu, we should be very, Nam Master Kahalu, after which we are Kim Shinazi, and Misha Vendia, when it's not Lachikon, we have a little bit, so the Kashab Gimor and Nalo is, Monica, if the Rabbonim of Abedisi had referenced the case where the Balakhan was the real man, Rabbonim, when everything was his, there was no Shoshim at that time. So everything was legal and moral, he did not do anything that is improper. So now, when the Balakhan sets up the veiling, so there is a damaged situation is created. Why should Balakhan be restrained? So why? So it says, keep the head down. So Mishane, Rabine, so the more says of Rabine, because Rabbonah Mazda, Mishane Rabine, lay on the Nikea, because Rabbonah Mazda, Abadi, she also the head. In other words, what the more is saying now, in other words, that's the Hiddish of Rabbonah, that even that there is a schus, there is a locker of a focus, is okay. Even at the very outset, it was better off. But if later on he turns out to be a damaged situation, so he has to be married. Abba Bishos better. How are the Jews? Jews. So then we go as the next guy. Michal Nabis Solan is about the Satsne. Yalizik Abu Musa, the Okan Ame, who bought the Shabbat Musa, Abu Shabbat, and Mazik Alakhalu. The Kafros, Abu Nahok, Abu Alakhalu. Michal Nabis Solan, Abu Nahok, 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 Abu Nahok. Now, the Hemshev of this basis is not the next basis, but the Sotar of Yitzhak Ramadi Barazatzi. And then after that comes Michlal, the Sotar of Yitzhak, which is Hemshev of the Sotar of Yitzhak Ramadi. But we'll leave it here. But for Tuesday, we should of course go over the whole cases and then go over the Reed and the Balamoyeya. And the Rabbanu.